नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 13, द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास, पार्ट 7, वर्सेस 43-51. The Pracheta's father Daksha from Marisha, the daughter of the trees. The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the protector of surrendered souls, being thus addressed by the Prachetas and worshipped by them, replied, 'May whatever you have prayed for be fulfilled.' After saying this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose prowess is never defeated, then left. The Prachetas were unwilling to be separated from him because they had not seen the Lord to their full satisfaction. Thereafter, all the Prachetas emerged from the waters of the sea, and then they saw that all the trees on the land had grown very tall, as if to obstruct the path to the heavenly planets. These trees had covered the entire surface of the world. At this time, the Prachetas became very angry. 'Oh, my dear Vidura, at the time of devastation, Lord Shiva emits fire and air from his mouth out of anger. So to make the surface of the earth completely treeless, the Prachetas also emitted fire and air from their mouths. However, after seeing that all the trees on the surface of the earth were being turned to ashes, Lord Brahma immediately came to the sons of King Barhishman and pacified them with words of logic. And so, the remaining trees, being very much afraid of the Prachetas, immediately delivered their daughter upon the advice of Lord Brahma. Following the order of Lord Brahmaji, all the Prachetas accepted the girl as their wife. And from the womb of this girl, the son of Lord Brahma, named Daksha, took birth. Daksha had to take birth from the womb of Marisha due to his disobeying and disrespecting Lord Mahadev, Shiva. Consequently, Daksha had to give up his body twice. His previous body had been destroyed, but he, the very same Daksha, inspired by the supreme will, created all the desired living entities in the Manvantara known as Chakshusha. And after being born, Daksha, by the super excellence of his bodily luster, covered all others' bodily opulence. Because he was very expert in performing fruitive activity, he was called by the name Daksha, one who is very expert. Lord Brahma therefore engaged Daksha in the work of generating living entities and maintaining them. In due course of time, Daksha also engaged other Prajapati progenitors in the process of generation and maintenance. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jasodanandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The word Anapavarga Virya is significant herein. The word Anna means without. Pavarga means the materialistic way of life, and Virya means prowess. The prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead always contains six basic opulences, one of which is renunciation. Although the Prachetas desire to see the Lord to their full satisfaction, the Lord left. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, this is an exhibition of Krishna's kindness to the innumerable other devotees. Although Krishna was being attracted by the Prachetas, he left. So this is an example of Krishna's renunciation. This renunciation was also exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sriman Mahaprabhu stayed with Advaita Prabhu after taking sannyas, all the devotees there wanted Lord Chaitanya to stay for a few days longer, but Lord Chaitanya left without hesitation. And so the conclusion is that although the Supreme Lord has unlimited kindness for His devotees, still Krishna is not attached to anyone. Krishna is equally kind to His innumerable devotees all over the creation. King Prachina Barhishat left his kingdom before his sons arrived after their execution of penance and austerities. The sons, the Prachetas, were ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come out of the water and go to the kingdom of their father in order to take care of that kingdom. However, when the Prachetas came out, they saw that everything had been neglected due to the king's absence. They first observed that food grains were not being produced and that there were no agricultural activities. Indeed, the surface of the globe was practically covered by very tall trees. It seemed as though the trees were determined to stop people from going into outer space in order to reach the heavenly kingdoms. The Prachetas became very angry when they saw the surface of the earth covered in this way. They then desired that the land be cleared for crops. Advanced devotees can control their senses. Therefore, a devotee can be addressed as Rajan. A king controls and rules in various ways among citizens. Similarly, one who can control one's senses is the king of one's senses. One is thus a Swami or Goswami. The Swamis and Goswamis are therefore sometimes addressed as Maharaj or King. The responsible man in any establishment is always alert to keep peace and harmony within one's establishment. Similarly, Lord Brahma is also allowed to keep peace and harmony within the universe. Lord Brahma consequently pacified the sons of King Barhishman with good logic. The daughter of the trees was born of Kandu and Pramlocha, the society girl from Locha, after giving birth to the child, immediately left for the heavenly kingdom. While the child was crying, the king of the moon took compassion upon her and saved her by putting his finger into her mouth. This child was cared for by the trees, and when she grew up, by the order of Lord Brahma, she was delivered to the Prachetas as their wife. The name of this girl was Marisha. It was the predominating deity of the trees who delivered the daughter. The Prachetas were engaged in burning all the trees to ashes, and they considered the trees their enemies. To pacify the Prachetas, the predominating deity of the trees, under the advice of Brahmaji, delivered the daughter Marisha. In a previous birth, Daksha was a Brahmana, but because of his behaving like a non-Brahmana by insulting or disrespecting Lord Mahadev Shiva, Daksha had to take birth within the semen of a Kshatriya. That is to say, Daksha became the son of the Prachetas. And not only that, but because of his disrespecting Lord Shiva, Daksha had to undergo the tribulation of taking birth from within the womb of a woman. Previously, in the Daksha Yajna arena, Daksha was once killed by Lord Shiva's servant, Virabhadra. But because that was not sufficient, Daksha again took birth from the womb of Marisha. At the end of the Daksha Yajna and the disastrous incidents there, Daksha offered his prayer to Lord Shiva. Although he had to give up his body and take birth from the womb of a woman impregnated by the semen of a Kshatriya, Daksha received all opulence by the grace of Lord Shiva. These are the subtle laws of material nature. The controversy of the Daksha Yajna took place in the Swayambhuva Manvantara period. As a result, Daksha was punished by Lord Shiva, but by virtue of his prayers to Mahadev, Daksha became eligible to regain his former opulence. According to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Daksha underwent severe penances up to the fifth Manvantara. Thus, at the beginning of the sixth Manvantara, known as the Chakshusha Manvantara, Daksha regained his former opulence by the blessings of Lord Shiva. Finally, Daksha became almost as powerful as Lord Brahma. Consequently, Lord Brahma engaged Daksha in generating population. Daksha was very influential and opulent. In his own turn, Daksha engaged other Prajapatis headed by Marichi. In this way, the population of the universe increased. Recorded January 19, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa, Nanda Kumara, Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari, Govinda Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Shachi Nandana Goda Hari, Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara, Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari, Govinda Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Shachi Nandana Goda Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Shachi Nandana Goda Hari, Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari, Govinda Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.